disengaged at work? Guess what? You're not alone. It's the Business News Headlines for Tuesday, the 13th day of June. Thanks for being with us. In other news from the world of business, it's hard to believe, but the Instapot company has filed for bankruptcy. The new report on inflation is encouraging, but there is, well, a couple of buts about that when it comes to food and other things. Dave Ramsey warns about buying a new vehicle, adding more stress to dealers. We've got the Wall Street Report and what size companies are embracing the four-day work week. You might be surprised, but we'll share. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease. And yeah, this is the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. It also falls on the birth date of our oldest son. So how about that? Happy birthday. All right, if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that. You can always find us at IOB_NewsHour. Feeling stressed at work? Maybe disengaged a bit? Upset with your boss? Maybe looking for a new gig? Well, a new study says you are not alone. CNN is reporting that a new Gallup poll revealed that workers around the world are historically stressed, disengaged with their work, and increasingly fighting with their bosses. Gallup's State of the Global Workplace 2023 examined how employees feel about their work and their lives, an important predictor of organizational resilience and performance. That's what the study says. Survey results revealed that 59% of workers are quietly quitting. In other words, they are not engaged. And 18% are allowed quitting, which is in the act of being actively disengaged but still employed. And get this, Gallup estimated that low engagement is costing the global economy nearly $9 trillion each year. Gallup asked employees what would make their jobs better, and the majority of responses, perhaps surprisingly, did not address pay and benefits, but rather issues like more autonomy, clear goals, and being recognized for their contributions. If we take a deeper look at the study, stress at work is at a record level. According to Gallup, about 44% of employees surveyed say they experienced a lot of stress at work, which matches its 2021 survey results and is continuing a trend of elevated stress that began almost a decade ago. What's contributing to that stress is not revealed since Gallup does not ask, but the report hypothesizes that internal factors, including work itself and low engagement, plus external factors like inflation, are pushing stress levels higher. More than half, like 51% of all respondents, said they're actively looking for a new job. 53% of respondents told Gallup that it's a good time to search for a job, and that is 8% higher than last year, indicating that deeply unhappy workers are able to leave bad workplaces and find a career they like, according to the company. Gallup concludes that leaders need to actively engage with their employees to make them content, and that high employee engagement doesn't necessarily mean happiness. Word to the wise bosses is, pay attention. Well, here's one for you. The company that made the Instapot a must-have household item has filed for bankruptcy. Chapter 11 bankruptcy allows for a reorganization of the company rather than its liquidation, which is a Chapter 7 filing. CNN is reporting the company blamed higher credit and higher interest rates as contributing factors in the filing, but the company added that it has seen rapid growth since the start of the pandemic, entering several new product categories and expanding its global footprint. It listed more than $500 million in both assets and liabilities and said it has received $132.5 million in additional financing from existing lenders as part of its bankruptcy process. Instant Brands was purchased by private equity firm Cornell Capital back in 2017. While some of its products, like Pyrex and Corningware, are long-established brands, Pyrex, as a matter of fact, is 108 years old, and Corningware is 65. Instapot was only launched back in 2010. The company said that at least one of its products can be found in 90% of U.S. homes, and that's a ton. And, of course, that would include ours. Well, this time last year, inflation was running at 8.6%. Today, consumer prices have risen at its slowest annual pace since March of 2021. The Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us that the Consumer Price Index, which tracks a number of goods and services, increased by 4% in May, and that's way down from the April reading of 4.9%. It is the 11th consecutive month that inflation has slowed, and it's a welcome reprieve from the painful shock of persistently high inflation we've endured over the past 2 years. CNN is reporting that a drop in energy prices and a slowdown in food price hikes helped bring down the headline number. A year ago, inflation was marching upward and setting fresh 41-year highs before it topped out at 9.1% in June. So are you feeling it yet? One of the areas where we're still seeing persistent inflation is in the service sector. The Consumer Price Index tells us that price increases for services like dry cleaning, haircuts, and transportation have been one of the top contributors to overall inflation this year and last. But the impact of their inflation contribution has drastically increased. So, what is the driver of service inflation? CNN writes that it's grown in part because of consumer behavior is still out of whack from the pandemic. Here's the story. When the U.S. economy shut down, consumers could not spend money on many services. When it reopened, we jumped at the opportunity to finally enjoy services and experiences like dining out, traveling, getting haircuts, and getting hairstyles. More people doing those things and less people performing those services drove up prices because of wages, and that drove up inflation. So yeah, there is that. And as long as we're taking a deep dive into the Consumer Price Index, one other thing to note. Food prices are climbing again. After dropping in March and April, May saw an increase in food prices. The Bureau of Labor Statistics said that from April to May, adjusted for seasonal swings, grocery prices got 0.1% more expensive. Meanwhile, menu items, you know, the restaurant, was up 0.5% in that same time period. Think service inflation. Overall, grocery prices were 5.8% more expensive in May than they were a year ago. Menu prices at your restaurant have risen 8.3% over the past year. Together, food prices jumped 6.7% throughout the year, once again outpacing annual inflation, which, by the way, came in at 4%. See, we build you up with all that good news, and then it all comes crashing down. Even with all of that, Wall Street had a good day, and even oil bounced back. Those numbers are coming at you in just a bit. Recently, we ran a story about how car dealers are feeling anxious and worried, and this story won't help them. Dave Ramsey, author, radio host, and financial guru, is telling the sad story about buying a new vehicle. Go Banking Rates is reporting that new car prices are about 27% higher than they were before the pandemic hit. And now enter Dave Ramsey. Quote, "We're not going to beat around the bush. The very best way to buy a car is to save up and buy a reliable, slightly used car with cash. You're always going to be better off buying used and paying up front instead of going for the shiny new model that some over-caffeinated car salesman is trying to get you to borrow money for." End quote. Rough talk. For money experts like Ramsey and Susie Orman, there is no rationalization for spending an enormous amount of money on something that depreciates so quickly. According to Carfax, cars lose 20% of their value in the first year of ownership, and get this, retain just 40% of their original value after 5 years. When you're looking to buy a car, Ramsey and his cohorts explicitly believe you should never spend more than half of your annual household income. In fact, Ramsey doesn't recommend buying a new car ever until your net worth is more than $1 million. He says if you're a millionaire and you want to buy a new car that costs a very small percentage of your net worth, then go for it. So there's that. It was another big day on Wall Street as investors looked to the inflation report. The Dow picked up 145 points to close at 34,212, while the Nasdaq added 111 points to end the trade at 13,573, and the S&P 500 gained 30 points to end the day at 4,369. And an interesting bit of news is that the broad market S&P has now gained over 70 points in just the past 2 days. West Texas Intermediate crude also gained on the day, up by $2.16 to $69.28 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is all about what size businesses are embracing the four-day work week. In a survey of 930 small and mid-sized companies, payroll software provider Gusto has found some interesting stats that we need to share with you. Small businesses that specialize in tech and professional services may be leading the way in offering four-day work weeks. About 10% of these firms already offer a shorter work week, while 14% are considering doing so. Gusto Economist says this all appears to be a shift. These industries have traditionally had five-day work weeks. As larger companies harden return-to-office mandates, the flexibility offered by smaller firms could boost their abilities to retain employees. Gusto's poll also found that 47% of smaller companies that started in the past 3 years offer hybrid schedules, while 31% are fully remote. And that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us for all of this that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.